Upheaval. Breaking point. Chapter 29. A Thousand Years.
Look, she's waking up!
Quiet down, Pinky, and don't crowd her.
Oh, thank goodness.
It took some time before the garble of concerned voices untangled themselves for Twilight to recognize them. She was lying belly first on something soft, a bed, most likely. The last thing she remembered was agonizing pain and waiting for the next lash, and then nothing. She opened her eyes weakly and tried to stand. Her back protested immediately, making her wince and stay down.
Don't move so much, Twilight Sparkle. You're not fully healed yet.
Twilight recognized Princess Luna's voice. The haze of pain cleared up enough to let her see some blurry colors. Princess Luna's dark coat against gray stone walls, Rainbow Dash's mane, Pinky's tail.
Oh, she's up. Does she need anything?
Fluttershy asked.
Dr. Redbrand gave me something for the pain.
I don't think sipping brandy's gonna do Twilight much good, Fluttershy, Applejack remarked. She's been out a long time. Ain't no need to knock her out some more.
Stay still, Twilight, Spike said worriedly. Just keep resting until your injury's gone.
A minute passed before the haze lifted. Twilight saw that she was back in their shared quarters, with all of her friends surrounding her. Immediately, she tried to get a feel of her back. She braced herself for the rough feel of scars, or even the moist, painful feel of still fresh wounds. To her surprise, she only felt a bit of roughness. The pain was still there upon touching them, but not to the degree that she had expected.
How are you feeling? Luna asked.
The youngest princess of Equestria was standing right next to her bed, while the others were crowded around her.
Awful,
Twilight groaned. She tried to rise again and winced at the second attempt.
Not as awful as I thought I'd feel, though, she amended.
That was when she realized that she was sheathed in magic. Luna's dark purple magic. The princess's horn was aglow with power.
Princess?
She asked.
Surprised at your recovery? Luna asked with a smile. Give me a little credit, Twilight Sparkle. I am Princess of the Night. Most ponies only think of shadows and monsters when my domain is mentioned. They tend to forget that it is also the time of rest and regeneration.
It's really amazing,
Fluttershy said in admiration.
Your back looked horrible when they first carried you here, but it's only been a couple of hours and it's looking much better.
Yeah, Rainbow added. From the look of it, you wouldn't believe that you just got lashed 18 times.
There will still be a few marks, Luna told them. Healing magic works with the body, and the body isn't perfect.
Twilight stretched her back a little in disbelief. The pain was still there, but it was considerably less.
Healing magic, she said breathlessly. I knew it existed, but I've only read a few obscure references.
She paused in surprise as she remembered Rainbow's comment.
Wait a minute. 18? I was only lashed 18 times?
Whoa there, partner, Applejack said.
Only? You're making it sound like a bad thing.
You fainted after the 18th,
Luna explained.
My brother put a stop to it after that. The rest of the lashes went to Vanguard Clash.
That leaves 42,
Twilight exclaimed. She looked around in a panic. Prince Tirado had mentioned that 40 was the limit to make sure that the pony being punished survived.
Where's Vanguard?
He's fine, dear, Rarity said soothingly. He's over there.
Twilight followed Rarity's pointing hoof and spotted Vanguard's sleeping form by the corner of the room. Like her, he was also surrounded by Luna's magic. Unlike her, he was still fast asleep. Twilight couldn't help but smile. For once since she had known him, Vanguard Clash looked vulnerable. A half-full bottle lay by his bedside table. Still, she was concerned about what he had just gone through.
They lashed him 42 times?
She asked. Tirado had called what he had done treason. She knew that he was going to get into trouble for what he had done, but she realized that it was only now that she understood just how much.
They stopped at 40, Luna replied. I suppose even my brother is capable of small mercies if he exerts himself.
Actually, it was 39. I counted, Rainbow added.
Luna raised an eyebrow and then glanced at Rainbow.
Thank you for keeping careful count, then, she said flatly.
To Twilight, she spoke in a gentler tone.
Don't worry about the numbers. The Legion won't hold you in debt for those lashes. I think even my brother's stubborn sense of justice will be satisfied with what happened today.
18,
Twilight said softly.
So much for half and half.
Her smile lessened. She felt that she had demeaned herself before Vanguard. She had been talking about taking on 30, and she had fallen short of the bare minimum.
"You had noble intentions, and it was a valiant effort," Luna said empathetically. "But your time here hasn't been that long. The barrier lands haven't hardened you for 30 lashes, Twilight Sparkle. At least, not yet."
"She shouldn't have taken 18 to begin with," Applejack said in indignation. "Twilight and Vanguard have been nothing but good legionnaires. Why'd Tirado have to punish them? Why, he should be rewarding them for their hard work."
Luna opened her mouth to answer, but it was Twilight who spoke.
"He had his reasons. Princess Celestia's law was broken, and as prince, it was his duty to make sure some pony was punished."
"Haven't you been punished enough for finding out about this place when you got banished?" Spike asked. "It's not fair that you're punished again, and you came here to help out, too. I say that the prince is just being a jerk."
"Spike!"
Twilight chided the baby dragon and motioned towards Luna.
"He's her brother."
Spike glanced worriedly at Luna and then crossed his arms. He had seen what Twilight looked like when they first carried her here. He wasn't going to change his opinion, even if the pony responsible for that horrible beating was a prince. Luna let out a sigh and looked over to Twilight. The others fell silent as she spoke.
"I apologize on my brother's behalf," she said.
The downcast look on her face made even Spike hesitate about his opinion.
"Tirado does have a gentler side. It's just that he's very devoted to Celestia, and the only way he really knows how to express that is by lashing out at anything he thinks is a threat to her."
"Hasn't he ever heard of hugs?" Spike asked.
Luna smiled slightly.
"He'd try it if Celestia would come close enough for one."
Her gaze focused on Twilight.
"I feel that I must apologize for my sister as well. This banishment is wrong, and it's only going to hurt her and all of you as it continues."
There was another moment of silence. Twilight tried for a third time to rise, and she managed some degree of success, enough so that she could put a hoof on Luna's shoulder.
"There's no need," she said. "None of us here bear any grudges, not for Prince Tirado, and certainly not Princess Celestia."
"Well..."
Spike was about to say something, but Twilight gave him a stern look.
"Fine," he said. "No grudges, but he better not get any pony else whipped."
Luna's smile widened.
"Why is it so much easier to get along with mortal ponies than my own siblings?" she wondered aloud. "I wish I could stay with all of you, but I must leave. My brother wants me back in the Heartland."
She focused on Twilight again, but she addressed what she said next to all of them.
"Is there something you want me to tell my sister?" she asked.
"Tell her we said hi,"
Pinkie Pie quickly replied. Applejack frowned at the frivolous reply and stepped forward.
"Well, I don't really know what to tell the princess, Your Highness, but we'd be much obliged if you could tell our folks and our friends that we're all safe here. Of course, you don't have to tell them where we are or why we're here and all."
Luna nodded and then looked at Twilight.
"What about you?" she asked.
Twilight was quiet for some time. The pain on her back faded to the corner of her mind as she contended with a more painful matter.
"Tell her we're all doing well, and..."
she gathered a resolve as she spoke.
"And I haven't changed my mind, despite the difficulties."
"I will,"
Luna replied. With that, she began to concentrate on a spell to transport her back to her sister's realm.
"Princess Luna,"
Twilight suddenly called out. Luna looked up in response.
"Thank you for everything. Oh, and don't tell her about this whole whipping matter. From what you said, your brother and sister aren't getting along very well. I don't want things between them to get worse."
"Don't worry, I won't,"
Luna replied.
"Stay safe, Twilight Sparkle."
Her horn glowed, and arcs of magical energy began to surround her. There was a flash of light, and Princess Luna was gone from the barrier lands. Luna's destination was a carefully planned one. She had left the Heartland in a huff, and despite Celestia's admonishments not to go. Given those circumstances, just appearing in the throne room as if nothing had happened didn't seem like a good idea. She decided to appear just outside the royal palace's main gates. From there, she would approach Celestia slowly and respectfully. Fortunately enough, she had some good news to share. Twilight Sparkle and her friends were alive and well for now. The Wolven were pushing hard. Negotiations with King Fenrir had failed, and Tirado's once-dead apprentice was leading a rebellion that would end in Celestia's assassination. But at least Twilight Sparkle was safe. Luna emerged from her transportation spell, already exhausted. Breaking through her sister's barrier was a difficult task, and she had just finished healing Twilight in Vanguard Clash. It also occurred to her that the moon had to rise just a few hours from now, and that she was going to have to blot out the moon for tonight as well.
Your Highness!
Luna recognized the surprised voice that greeted her as soon as she had arrived.
Captain Brightshield,
she said to the leader of the squad of royal guards heading towards her.
Wait, what are you doing all the way out here? She asked.
Brightshield bowed low once he came closer.
Welcome back to Canterlot, Your Highness, he said. We have all been worried about you.
He glanced back at the palace worriedly.
Strange things have happened since you were last here.
At that alone, Luna immediately looked towards the palace. There was something wrong here. The very feel of the magic in the air had changed. She could feel the presence of things that she hadn't for more than 1,000 years, even before her banishment.
Where is my sister? She asked.
She's in the throne room, Your Highness,
Brightshield answered.
No pony has been allowed in there for some time, not even the royal guard.
I'm going in,
Luna said. She rushed towards the palace.
Your Highness, wait!
Brightshield called out from behind her.
Those things guarding the...
Luna didn't have to hear the rest. She pushed the doors to the palace aside with magic and froze at what she saw. There wasn't a single pony within the palace halls, not even the royal guard. Had the palace developed such a fearsome reputation in such a short time that no pony dared to even come near it? And then she saw the reason for that. At the end of the first hall was a pair of beings that she hadn't seen for centuries, and hadn't expected to see for centuries more. They appeared as pony-shaped blazes of white flame. Each was about Celestia's size, and encased in burnished golden barding. Gouts of fire emerged from their backs to form wing-like shapes. Two bright red spots of light burned from where their eyes should be.
Your Highness, please be careful!
Brightshield called out as he galloped towards her.
There are...
Equi igne,
Luna breathed. To Brightshield, it almost sounded like a curse.
Enforcers of the Eternal Herd. What have you done, Big Sister?
Equi... what?
Brightshield asked in confusion.
Your Highness.
Keep your guards back, Captain Brightshield, Luna said harshly. I have to speak with my sister.
She ran towards the throne room's direction. As she approached, however, the fiery ponies moved to block her path. The heat that radiated from them was intense. They were bigger than her already, and they raised their wings to make themselves even more intimidating. Luna hesitated, a bead of sweat dripping from her brow to the floor. The Equi Igne were creatures outside of this world. Defeating them would take magic beyond any mortal ponies. Even she would be hard-pressed against them. But was she even going to try? Fighting against them would be the equivalent of going against... Luna steeled herself and stood tall. She was still Princess of the Night, and these beings owed her as much respect as they would owe her siblings.
What is the meaning of this? She asked indignantly. Stand aside!
One of them opened its mouth to answer. The first thing that Luna heard, however, was Brightshield crying out and falling to the ground. She glanced back to find him flat on his belly, clutching his ears and shaking. The Equi Igne spoke in a language that she hadn't heard since she and her siblings first came to what would be Equestria.
Very well, she agreed. I will see her no matter what. Escort me to her if you wish.
The doors that led to the inner halls opened, and two more of the fiery beings approached. Luna looked back at Brightshield one more time and motioned for him to leave before following them. The Equi Igne positioned themselves around her, with two flanking her, one in front and one at the rear. To their credit, they at least maintained a respectable distance, and they didn't watch her like hawks. They had also dismissed the heat that they emanated, much to her relief. She was worried that they would attempt to roast her with their formation before she even made it to the throne room. She also noticed that the only hoofballs resounding within the halls belonged to her. For all of their grand appearance, her escorts were perfectly silent. Finally, they reached the throne room. Four more Equi Igne guarded the place. Two stood at the foot of the stairs that led to the throne, and two more flanked Celestia herself.
Welcome back, Luna,
Celestia said. There was nothing threatening about the words, and she spoke softly and respectfully. The mere lack of warmth still put Luna on the defensive. What had happened while she was away? Perhaps her brother was right about sending her back.
"Explain yourself, big sister," Luna said.
She gestured towards the blazing pony-shaped flames all around her.
"Why are they here? What could possibly drive you to risk a gate to the Eternal Herd?"
"Precaution,"
Celestia answered simply. Luna stopped and stared at her sister in befuddled surprise. The Equi Ignei were forbidden to interfere with the affairs of mortal ponies. They could not be sent against the Wolven or any of Equestria's enemies. Here in this world, the only creatures they could be sent against would be...
"Are you also afraid that I'd allow Nightmare Moon to possess me again?"
Luna asked through grit teeth. To her mind, even that didn't make sense. Even during the time she transformed, Celestia had not dared to summon the Equi Ignei. Then again, the Elements of Harmony were still there to be used.
Elements of Harmony, she thought.
She remembered Twilight and her friends back in the Barrier Lands.
"Nightmare Moon is gone,"
Celestia replied.
"Who else would you need them for if not me?"
Luna asked. Her eyes widened at the only option.
"Torado,"
she breathed. The lack of immediate response was more than enough confirmation.
"You actually think that Big Brother will come here and attack you?"
she asked aghast.
"That it would reach the point where you will have to send the Equi Ignei against him?"
"They are here as a precaution,"
Celestia reiterated firmly.
"Now, will you answer my questions, Luna?"
"Is that an order?"
Luna asked.
"Am I being interrogated?"
Celestia ignored the biting questions.
"What have you been doing in the Barrier Lands?"
she asked.
"I went there to find out what happened to Twilight Sparkle and her friends," Luna answered. "Something you should have done yourself, big sister."
A look of concern crossed Celestia's face. It was then that Luna noticed how tired her older sister looked. Celestia's coat lacked luster, and her mane was disheveled. Even her eyes looked dull and lifeless, while her legs trembled. Merely opening a gate to the Eternal Herd strained even an Alicorn's magic. To actually call things out of it.
"What did you find out?"
Celestia asked.
"How are they? Where are they?"
"She's safe," Luna replied.
"All of them are."
She was taken aback as she saw her sister overcome with joy and relief. Another question marred that joy, however.
"Why aren't they with you?"
Celestia asked.
"Haven't they seen enough?"
"They've seen enough, big sister. Enough so that they've decided to help in Equestria's defense. They're with Big Brother at the moment, and they've joined the Equestrian Legion. Twilight Sparkle wants you to know that they're doing well and that she hasn't changed her mind."
The relief melted away and was replaced with complete shock.
They've joined the Legion?
Celestia asked. Luna grew puzzled at the response.
"I just said that they wanted to help, big sister. Joining the Legion seems the natural result of that."
"The Legion belongs to Torado,"
Celestia said worriedly.
"If Twilight has joined it, he will claim that she belongs to him as well. He will think of the Elements of Harmony as weapons he now has at his disposal."
"The Legion belongs to Equestria," Luna replied. "As does Big Brother's loyalty."
A hint of anger crept into her voice. It was anger towards the growing rift between her siblings, and anger towards herself for letting so much time go to waste while that rift grew.
1,000 years. Even with the most modest opinion of herself, she could have done something during such a length of time. Instead, she wasted that time over a petty grudge that appeared more foolish with each passing moment. Right now, 1,000 years seemed such a long time indeed.
She had once thought that it was because she had spent it in isolation. 1,000 years must have gone like a blink for her siblings. Only recently had she realized that all three of them had spent about 1,000 years in isolation.
"Is that right?
What ideas have you been entertaining, big sister? Better yet, who have you been listening to?"
A stern look came upon Celestia.
"There is a pony here by the name of Sungazer,"
she said.
"He claims that Torado plans to take over all of Equestria and banish me to the moon with the Elements of Harmony that have now fallen into his hoofs. He says that Torado is conspiring with you."
"Bring him out," Luna said, her voice shaking. "I will confront this liar myself."
"No."
"Why not? If he is going to accuse 2/3 of Equestria's royalty, he had better be able to do it face to face."
"If I bring him out, you might strike him down to silence him."
Luna stared at the Alicorn sitting on the throne. Was she even talking to Celestia?
You think that I will outright murder a pony right before your eyes? I don't know what to think anymore, Luna,
Celestia said with a sigh and a shake of her head. To Luna, that was the same as yes.
So many things have turned out so differently from what I had expected over these few days. It seems only yesterday that I believed Twilight Sparkle would believe in what I had to do, that the Legion will always stand strong, and that you will always stay by my side. I can't rely on beliefs anymore.
Twilight Sparkle still believes in you, Luna said quietly. The Legion still stands strong, and I am still by your side.
Celestia did not seem to hear any of those words.
I will look into these matters myself.
You would give weight to these lies against Big Brother?
Yes.
The bluntness of the answer caused something to snap within Luna. Something that had wound up each time Torado said dearest sister, and each time Celestia had that worried look on her face whenever he was mentioned.
He is our brother,
she protested.
He used to be our brother.
Celestia's voice cracked like a thunderstrike, leaving Luna silent. It wasn't intimidation that took away Luna's words or left a mark on her face. It was realization. A realization that demanded an explanation. Celestia looked away, unable to directly face that demand.
Torado knew of the dangers when he volunteered to lead Equestria's defenders,
Celestia explained.
He knew that war would change him, which was why he insisted that he lead the Legion alone, while we governed. He has been out there so long, Luna. An ocean of blood has soaked him, and the corpses of millions weigh down on his shoulders. You would know of what he has become. When Nightmare Moon possessed you, his first reaction was to kill you. Even when the Elements of Harmony freed you, he still insists that you were better off dead. How am I supposed to see his actions of late, insisting that the barrier be breached, turning Twilight into a legionnaire?
I had a feeling you were hiding this. I just had to hear it for myself. 1,000 years has been too long, Big Sister. For all three of us.
It has,
Celestia said. The two of them were silent. It was the first thing they had agreed on all day.
I will see to this matter, Luna,
she continued after some time.
In the meantime, please stay here in the palace.
Luna glanced at the Equiignae surrounding her.
You're confining me,
she accused her sister.
Again.
For Equestria's sake.
You've lost sight of what those words mean.